take a look what's coming down the road here right now. Wow, looks like a preview of the 2020 New Haven St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Wow.
See the Grand Marshal leading the parade.
Wow.
There he comes. It's Seamus Bowen, the 2020 Grand Marshal.
Wow.
There he comes. Hey, Seamus.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
He's impeding traffic on Willis Front Road.
Oh, there's Morgan Daly, the 2020 Parade Queen. And then there's Megan Burke, the honor attendant. Hey!
There's cars stacked behind you right now trying to get to work. Hey, get out of the way!
All right. There's a lot of people in the studio.
I noticed that. Chaz, right? Chaz?
All right, hey, can you guys take a break for 1 second, please?
Cut!
Thank you.
Nice.
Hey, welcome
get
to
tight,
the studio.
Man. Those guys are good.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on being the Grand Marshal.
Thank you very much.
That's not an honor they just toss to someone.
No.
No. It,
casually.
It doesn't come casually, no.
No. A
couple of years of hard
couple.
Work.
Couple. Back-breaking
yeah.
style.
Right.
How many is a couple?
Well, it takes you 4 years to get to the rank of Grand Marshal. You start off as the Chief of Staff, then you become the Secretary, then the Chairman year, which is the big year. That's the year in which you're tasked on putting on the parade, organizing it, fundraising for it. And then the fourth year is your Grand Marshal year.
Oh, Grand okay. Marshal then is kind of the most fun year, right?
It is.
Because you're not
that's
putting on the parade, you're leading the parade.
Correct, yeah.
What a moment that is for you.
It is. It is. It's
how
special.
Many, but, you know, so 4 years through the management structure, how many years have you been involved in it total?
A lot.
Yeah.
I've been a parade committee member for 20, but...
See, there you go.
See?
And that's what I was talking about.
Been at it. Like, he was 13.
They don't
started.
Just say, oh, hi, welcome. Are
yes.
you Irish?
Right.
4 years from now, you'll lead the parade.
Yeah.
It's a whole
name?
Deal.
Right.
It
see,
helps to
yeah.
be Irish.
Yeah, you got to be Irish, right?
Yeah, you never see a guy named Vinny leading the parade.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, come
on. How long has this parade been a thing in New Haven?
Well, since 1842, the original one. But
1842. Wow. They're like three people, though.
Oh my
the modern
God.
Day parade was reestablished in
1956.
42. It was one guy with a tuba.
Right. Let me ask you about that. Does anyone know, you know, what that parade was all about, or like how many people were in it?
Survival.
It was fairly large for New Haven at the time. The Ancient Order of Hibernians and put it on, and it was well received, and it took off and did pretty well.
Actually, they were the new order of Hibernians back then. Now they're ancient. They're brand new.
That's right. Back then, they were the
they're
new.
They're brand new. They were the new guys.
Yeah.
And now they're ancient.
Holy cow.
Right.
How many units are you going to have in this parade?
We're looking at 160, 175. I'm not sure of the exact number just now, but it's going to be one of the biggest ones we've ever had.
Damn.
It's the, what is it? The biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in the Northeast. Behind or in America, behind New York and Boston,
we're the sixth oldest. Yeah, we're
sixth oldest,
yeah,
right.
The largest spectator event in the state of Connecticut.
Smooth.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many people are you expecting?
Well, we're hoping and praying for a beautiful sunny day, and
that'd
then
be nice.
That could be 350,000 people.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Do we have a weather forecast on this now?
Sunny. Sunny.
It's always sunny on St. Patrick's party parade thing.
Oh, so he already knows the weather.
Exactly.
Sunny,
right.
Warm, like 50.
Sunny, yeah, I want
50
to say,
fun. Like, no, it's 60 and sunny.
Nice, yeah.
60 and sunny.
Nice.
I'll take 50 and sunny, 60 yeah. and sunny. Yeah. Mm.
I don't even know what sunny is. But
we've been out there a few years. Oh. For 1 year, I wore a wetsuit.
Yes, you did. Because
it was raining so
yep,
hard.
I just went squishy.
And
really?
Then there's been a few years where it's very cold. We have to bring special beverages to keep us warm.
Exactly right. So for survival.
Yeah. And then let's congratulate and say hello to the parade queen and honor attendant.
Yes.
Good morning, Morgan and Megan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Sounds like a morning show. Morgan and Megan in the morning.
We joke about it because now we're saying we're M&Ms, like the M&M candy. So.
Right. M&M.
Right.
Green M&Ms.
Plain
and
peanut.
The green M&Ms, of
that's
course.
Right.
Right. Plain and peanut.
All right. Which one's the nut and which one's the plain?
Right. Exactly.
We're both the nut, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. They're both pretty
now,
nuts.
Were you, parade queen Morgan, were you the honor attendant last year?
I was not.
Okay.
This is my first time trying out for the competition.
Smooth.
All right, so I thought that that's how it works. No,
yeah.
So there's not a progression there. So honor attendant, not a lock for parade queen next year.
What's the competition? Right. You guys like wrestling and stuff like that for it? What do you do?
Right.
So we write some essays about our heritage and how we are involved in our community and everything.
Oh.
And then we have interviews with three judges who are not a part of the four clubs that are in the parade.
Oh, wow.
And then we have onstage questions where they ask us anything they want, mostly about us, our family, our involvement in our club and parade and everything like that.
I'm thinking a series of stunts would be a lot better. Like, yeah, how fast you like jump to the back of a moving car and wave and everything like that.
So, I definitely would not be the parade queen if that was the competition.
Well, you don't have to wear heels for that part. I'm just saying.
Oh, who does this test? Because I feel like we should have that person come in and ask you girls questions, but also include Ashley and see how she does.
I want to be a parade queen so bad.
That would be a good one.
You get to wear a crown and
we
a
just
sparkly
laugh and
dress.
Laugh.
Right. There's a lot more to it, though, right? You're doing stuff all year long.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, we have events all year long, but especially during this month. It has been so much fun. We've been having a great time doing it.
Yeah, busy, busy, busy.
Right? Very busy.
Now, are you girls in school, or what's your deal?
Yeah, I go to Quinnipiac Law School.
Nice.
So I'm busy with that, too.
Right.
And I go to Southern for biology.
Oh, wow. Mm. So is this midterms time now?
It's not. So for law school, we only have finals. So our grade is based on one test. So I don't really have midterms.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's a little scary. But
all right. Well, at least you're not dealing with that now. Dance Monkey's dealing with midterms now.
Right.
Spring break.
Nice. Yeah, spring break.
Spring break.
All right. Then some events coming up that we should know about.
Right? Yeah, we're busy. This Friday night, we're going to be out at the Thimble Island Brewing with an event. Then we have our St. Patrick's Day Ball on Saturday night at
the public
Anthony's
invited
Ocean
to this?
View. It's sold out. So, yeah, you were invited up until the other day when it sold out.
Right. But, good. Good. That sounds good. Yeah. I love Anthony's, too. They
do a fantastic job.
They're always helping.
Yes.
They always help the community.
They can't do enough. They knock it out of the park.
And then anything else? If people want to support the parade, what can they do?
Well, you can go on our website, and there's always rooms for donations, and it'll also give you a list of all our upcoming events. We're busy right up until the end of our fiscal year, which is June. We've got a lot of events planned. There's going to be the party bike in New Haven. Our golf tournament is in the end of June, which is a highlight event for the parade.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's at Allen Memorial Golf Course, and then we go back to Anthony's for a clam bake barbecue. So
clam bake barbecue.
Yeah, we should have been Irish.
I know.
You don't have to be Irish to play golf or come to the tournament.
This is true.
Well, congratulations. What an honor for you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having us.
Oh, please. We've been involved in the parade since I think WPLR was on Chapel Street.
I think so, yeah.
So it's been a long, long history, and we're very proud of it. Seamus Bowen, 2020 Grand Marshal, Morgan Daly, 2020 Parade Queen, and Megan Burke, 2020 Honor Attendant. Have a great parade.
Thank you very much. Yay. See you on the 15th. Yes.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.